Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, and welcome to Pirates 24-7 here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Network. My name is Alex Stumpf. I am coming to you live from Bradenton, Florida. We're going to give people a minute or so to file in, get in here. Sorry for the delay with it. Brian, welcome. Sorry for the delay to get this one started. They played the music here a little longer than they normally do. So we had to wait a little bit. We're all good now. Should be a fun time. If you are new to these, if you're catching this on Twitter, you can obviously watch it on Twitter. But if you want to participate, if you have a question, a comment about this Pittsburgh Pirates team, go to the DK Pittsburgh Sports page on either YouTube or Facebook. And you can leave a comment there. It'll show up here. If you just do it on Twitter, I might be able to, you know, answer your question. That way, and it actually is a good way to transition because I did get something here on the Twitter before we got going. Pull that up here in a little bit. Yeah. Question here from Twitter, so it's not going to show up on screen here, but from Patrick DeFazio. One question for you. Is Jack Suwinski keeping the higher number, number 65? Will he change it to a lower number when the season starts? It's his number. And that's actually something that's I love number stories because one of the best ones last year for me personally was Miguel Ujuri, who had number 89, which is very much a minor league number. If you have the lower numbers, you're a big leaguer. There's a reason why. There's a reason why you could not wear a single digit number if you're a Yankee. But the higher numbers are usually for, oh, he's the minor league guy. He's not going to do anything. Just give him something that we can cycle through. Ujuri was the first number 89 in baseball history. So he's like, I'm owning that. I'm the first. He put the 89 tattoo on his neck. It was fun here to describe that. But yeah, it's a number. A lot of guys, once they get it, they want to keep it. I haven't explicitly asked Jack, but I'd be pretty shocked if he changes it. But I do like some of it. The one person with a number 99 number, quick story here, that I spotted yesterday in Tampa, Aaron Judge of the Yankees, number 99, and he was talking to O'Neill Cruz in the tunnels at Tampa at George Steinbrenner Field, and it was a good 15 or so minute conversation. 30-minute or so conversation. Asked about it, he's like, oh, no, that's just between us. I want to keep it that way. But it's cool that someone like Judge, the MVP, the single leader for the American League, sees O'Neill Cruz, and he's like, hey, I just want to make sure this guy's on the same path. I think this guy could be terrific. And I asked him, like, hey, do you think you're going to be – there's a lot of people in Pittsburgh who would like him to be – you know, the left-handed Aaron Judge, and paraphrasing here a bit, but he's like, I think he could be just as good or better. So let's go to your questions here. From Ethan Early, with the rest of the Central, minus the Cards getting worse, could the Pirates realistically end in third place in the Central? I think the Reds are, I don't know if they're worst. They're definitely worse than within where they were in 2021, but still some young players. I view them as like a year or so behind where the Pirates are in their rebuild. So probably they're in last place again this year. The Cubs finally begrudgingly invested some money in the team again, but I don't think they're that deep a ball club. I think third place is very possible. I mean, they're not going to beat the Cardinals. I don't know if the Brewers are a playoff team because they're doing that. Try to stay roughly as good, but also shed a lot of payroll. The 2016-2017 Pirates. Trying to figure that out, but Cardinals are going to win this division. Brewers might be a wild card, but yeah, I don't think the Reds are going to be better than the Pirates. I wouldn't be shocked if the Pirates finish ahead of the Cubs. So I think third place. Let's be real here. I don't think they finish with a winning record, but third sounds pretty good after four straight years in the cellar. From Ryan Little, what are the chances Travis Swargardy makes the opening day roster? I'm writing about this for DK Pittsburgh Sports today. It's very possible. We'll go with that. Him and Kaden Smith and Ajigba in particular have just had two really good springs. And there might only be one outfield job for them and for Cal Mitchell. Throw him in that mix too. So it's a real outfield competition. It's also a competition that's not going to end at the end of spring training. There are going to be players with, you know, a reason to look over their shoulder for most of the year. So we're going to see Swargardy at some point. We're going to see Kanan at some point. Like, there's a lot in this outfield group to like. A lot of them have been performing well. It's not going to just be settled here. And before I get going, just a reminder here, if you are watching this on YouTube, on Facebook, if you could leave a comment or a like or subscribe, definitely helps us all out. We are here at Lecom Park here in Bradenton, Florida. From Levi Palmer, how long do you expect Endy to be in the minors before he gets called up to the big leagues? Well, when's the Super 2 date? And that's a very perhaps loaded on my part, but he's down there. They want him to catch. Let's start off with that. They want him to catch. It was something that he didn't get to do as much as they wanted him to last year because, you know, he bumped elbows with Henry Davis. There are just ways to do it. He's down there to be a full-time catcher. I think June is a pretty realistic goalpost for him getting a couple months of catching, of, you know, getting some actual AAA experience, and that being the end product of it all. So I would say early June, mid-June would be a realistic, circled those dates in the calendar as a real possibility for Endy to come up. We aren't going to touch if he's major league ready now. I think he could handle it if he was challenged with it, but they don't feel that they need to. Cameron Thompson, what are your thoughts on Quinn Priester? I heard mixed reports during his spring stint. Could he be a big league pitcher this season? To answer the second one first, he is going to be a big league pitcher this season, health permitting. Like, there's going to be opportunities available for starting pitchers. He is one of their top starting pitcher products. He's going to come up. I thought of Quinn Priester for a while. I think he's very talented. I think he has good feel for his pitches, good feel, improving feel for how to use them in different situations. There's a weird line with him where the scouts, they generally seem to love him, while the analysts and the people in the data are a little more hesitant. There are concerns with the fastball. Can it play well enough? Like, yeah, the slider and changeup and curveball are good, but can he pitch backwards if he can't rely on the fastball? There's some things to work around there. I don't think he's going to be an ace, but I think he's going to be a good major league pitcher.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Think, what was it, the offseason after 2020, whenever he just had that terrific showing at the alternate site and people got to see, you know, what he could do. I think maybe that just pumped the tires a little bit too much, but I think he is a very talented young pitcher, and we are going to see him at some point this year. Ethan, I'm missing out on Joey Menace here, but Drew Maggi, yeah, he's been a great story. I'm going to assume Joey Menace is somewhere along the lines of a Matt Haig, a 2021 Kevin Newman, just someone who comes out of nowhere and has this huge spring. He's been great, and I think there is a limb, but not 0% opportunity. This guy makes this roster. He's played well. He's a great story. He was beloved by that clubhouse in Indianapolis last year. So we're going to see. It'd be nice for the 33-year-old to actually be able to play in his first big league game. Cameron Thompson. I'm a UK fan, but I want to visit PNC Park for the first time this year. I'd love to buy you and DK a beer. Well, DK doesn't drink, so I'll have the two. Post-game at Mike's Beer Bar. Thank you. Hope you get to see it. It's a beautiful ballpark. Really one of the best, if not the best in baseball. Keith Wendell. Hey, Alex, keep up the great reporting. Thank you. Do you see Davis and Endy being called up around the same time, June, July? Let's go, Bucks. I see them both getting called up this year. I see Endy coming first because he's going to start in AAA and he's going to catch all the time. I haven't had it explicitly said. That probably means Henry Davis is starting in Altoona. But if I'm connecting some dots here, he's probably going to start in Altoona then if they want Endy to play full-time at catcher, because they also see Henry Davis as a catcher. So there's ways to go about it. So I think it's probably going to be Endy gets called up, Henry Davis gets called up to AAA either end, like a couple weeks before or after that other promotion. And then we'll see July or August for maybe Henry. I think that's a reasonable expectation. Douglas Smith, how far is this bullpen from turning the corner to being a positive? I think they got a real 1-2 punch to end it in Bednar and Holderman. Like, Bednar, obviously an all-star last year. If he stays healthy, we know what he can do. Holderman, my goodness, there's just been so much buzz around this guy this spring, in this offseason, really. Like, there are plenty of times this offseason where I'd be talking to someone about pitching and not bring up Holderman, and they're like, okay, but Holderman also. They think this guy is going to be a leverage arm for them. They might never, ever explicitly say setup man because Derek Shelton is shied away from using those roles, but effectively the setup man. I think that would be a really good spot for him. So if you add him, Chase DeYoung, I think, has done a really good job. The splitter, my goodness, has looked beautiful so far. Jose Hernandez, hard-throwing lefty. Will Crow did really well until he kind of fell off in September. There are some arms here. I think this is going to be a stronger unit than last year, but last year's unit was also so beat up that it just kind of haunted them all year. Ethan qualified. He was the Nationals' first baseman. He was 30 and made his debut at 32. So there you go. There you go. So, yeah, it'd be real nice. I'm a sucker for a good baseball story. The guys played well. Depending on how these competitions go, I think there is a way that you could get him onto the roster. Bill Peek asks, have I seen Anthony Salameto yet this spring? No, I haven't been able to go to Pirate City just for the minor leaguers yet. I'm planning on doing it before I head back up north to Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, but I've been high on Salamero for a while, and it sounds like he's added some fastball velo. There's a lot to like about this young man. I think he's going to be one of the better starting pitching prospects that come here through a while. Him and Bubba Chandler, just got to be a really fun 1-2 punch to watch in, you know, Bradenton, Greensboro this year, probably Altoona in 2025. Let's see what happens. Squid, is this Stephen Brault? We'll see. Squid says, I'm looking out my window at PNC Park, looking from the north side. I tried to get, like, some seats here, see the palm trees, you know, like, I tried to get a little taste of Florida here. I also got the sun barreling in my face and the wind, which is why the hair is going everywhere. So I'm really trying my best. Day game after night game, I didn't get a chance to shave this morning, so I look great. This is going to be definitely better as a podcast, I hope, rather than just video. What's going to happen with Dendy and Henry? Is someone moving positions, someone getting traded? I feel like he packaged one of them with other prospects for a big name, like in the future, not now. Pirates view both as catchers, and they're both going to stay as catchers, but they're both going to have to find a way to coexist with one another. Whether that's one DH's, that's a possibility, but Andy can play first base, right field, left field, second base if necessary. We saw Davis at right field. I think he could play first base. There are ways to get them both into the lineup, but there's no rush. There's no need to move them away from catchers. They're both going to be developed as catchers. And like I said earlier, Andy Rodriguez, they want him to catch every day. It was a luxury he didn't have last year. And how he performed last year was great. That's why he moved up all those levels. They want him to be a catcher. They need to give him reps in that. I think this is going to be the last one here today. Douglas Smith, how many players are we down to now? And who will be the hardest to set down? We're down to 50 at the moment, including the guys who are at the World Baseball Classic and not presently in Bradenton. Down to 50, I believe it's 26 pitchers, 24 position players. If not, it's the other way around. But a pretty even split. We got about half of that clubhouse still to cut, and I wonder what's going to happen in that outfield, because someone who has had a really nice spring in that outfield is not going to make the team. Because Sawinski's going to make the team, Reynolds is going to make the team, McCutcheon's going to make the team. How many outfielders can you put on after that? Especially if you go with someone with some defensive flexibility, whether that's a young guy like Ji-Hwan Bae or a veteran like Mark Mathias or Chris Owings. So there's some interesting how many outfielders can you put on this team. I think you could put on one more. And right now, for me, it's between Travis and Kanan, both of who have had two really good springs. One of them is going to be a victim of just not enough roster spots, not enough playing opportunity. And again, that's just going to be for the short term. Thank you guys so much for participating this week. Like I said, this was from Lecom Park, so thank you for watching. We're going to be doing these a lot after home games this year. So if you had something we didn't get to it, or if you just missed out on this stream, be sure to find it another time. It's going to probably be about 5-ish o'clock after these home day games. So thank you so much for watching, for listening. We'll talk again next time.